This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States is approaching a record for the number of new daily coronavirus cases and the latest ominous sign of the disease's grip on the nation. The surge's impact is being felt in every section of the country. Among the latest developments, a lockdown at the Sioux Tribes Reservation in South Dakota and a plea by a Florida health official for a halt to children's birthday parties. There's an increasingly desperate situation at a hospital in northern Idaho, which is running out of space for patients and considering airlifts to Portland, Oregon, or Seattle. The surge in the U.S. mirrors a similar spike in Europe. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo welcomed the Armenian foreign minister to the U.S. State Department Friday amid efforts to end fighting between Azerbaijan and ethnic Armenian forces in Nagorno-Karabakh. Pompeo earlier met with the Azeri foreign minister. The collapse of two Russia-brokered ceasefires has dimmed hopes of a quick end to fighting that broke out on September 27th over Nagorno-Karabakh, a breakaway territory which is within Azerbaijan but is not controlled by ethnic Armenians. World powers want to prevent a wider war that draws in Turkey, which has voiced strong support for Azerbaijan, and Russia, which has a defense pact with Armenia. Nigeria's president says 51 civilians have been killed in unrest following days of peaceful protest over police abuses. He blames hooliganism for the violence while asserting that security forces have used extreme restraint. President Muhammadu Buhari's comments could further inflame tensions after Amnesty International reported that soldiers shot and killed at least 12 demonstrators Tuesday night as a large crowd sang the national anthem. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports that Joe Biden's perceived misstep on the oil industry has given Republicans an opening they've been long seeking.
President Trump's been struggling to find a consistent line of attack, and Republicans have done everything from questioning Biden's stamina to going after his adult son. GOP strategists, though, think the most effective attacks focus on Biden's liberal policies, and Trump allies wasted no time in running new attack ads about Biden's inconsistent statements. But
from
South Dakota, where a Sioux tribe is long.
That is AP correspondent Sagar Magani. A top advisor to U.S. President Trump says a second key term, a priority, is on immigration. If the president is reelected, would be using agreements with Central American governments as models to get countries around the world to field asylum claims from people seeking refuge in the United States. Stephen Miller, a key architect of Mr. Trump's immigration policies, tells the Associated Press that the agreements would help stop asylum fraud, asylum shopping, and asylum abuse on a global scale. Like many of Mr. Trump's policies that have dramatically transformed the U.S. immigration system, the bilateral agreements are being challenged in court. Malaysian opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim says that he is concerned about reports that the prime minister is seeking the declaration of a state of emergency to fight the coronavirus as an excuse to suspend parliament so he can stymie bids to oust his government. Local media has reported that Prime Minister Mahyudin Yassin is seeking an emergency declaration to focus on battling a fresh coronavirus outbreak. Speculation intensified after he held a special cabinet meeting Friday and then held an audience with the king. Anwar met the king last week to try to convince the monarch he now has enough support from lawmakers to topple, whose government has only a two-seat majority. NASA's dust from the asteroid Bennu may have been so successful they jammed the door open.
A NASA spacecraft that sucked up rubble from the surface of an asteroid on Tuesday grabbed so much material that the sample container on the end of the robot arm got stuck open, and particles are drifting away in space. Suspecting the mylar flap that forms the collector's lid is wedged open by larger rocks, the team is focusing on stowing the sample in a return capsule where any loose material can be kept safe during the journey back home. OSIRIS-REx is NASA's first asteroid sample return mission. The plan is to bring back carbon-rich material that could help scientists better understand how the planets were formed and how life originated on Earth.
That's AP correspondent Jennifer King reporting. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.